Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Peivav, and we are at the Mishnah, 15 lines from the bottom of daf Peihei Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shleima for Shleima ben Chaya Leia, Chavin Miriam bas Malka Freida, and Nosson Yaakov ben Leia Bela. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas Shmuel ben Elimelech. So the topic of today's daf is going to be kidnapping in halacha. So the iser for one to kidnap is mentioned several times in the Torah. In fact, it's one of the Ten Commandments. One of the Aseres Hadibrois is Lois Signoiv. And the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph in the course of the Daf is going to bring a Braisa that's going to state that the Lois Signoiv that it says by the Aseres Hadibrois is not discussing a Goynev Mamin, the more traditional Ganav, but rather it's discussing a Goynev Nefashis. Additionally, the Torah twice says that if somebody kidnaps somebody, he's Chayev Misa. The first time is in Parshas Mishpatim. V'goynev ishu mecharoi, v'nimtza biyadoi, Mois Yumas. Where does it say it in Parshas Mishpatim? So this was the raid of yesterday's daf. It's in between Maka Avavi Imai and Mikalal Avavi Imai. Either way, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says very clearly, V'goynev ishu mecharoi, v'nimtza biyadoi, Mois Yumas. The second time is in Parshas Kiseitzei. There it's a little wordier. The Torah says, Ki yimotzei ish goynev nefesh me'echav mi'bnei Yisrael. If you're going to find somebody who kidnapped somebody, v'his amir boy, and he's going to do work with him, u'mecharoi, and he's going to sell him, u'meis haganav hahu, this ganav is chayev misa, u'biyarta rom mikirbecha, and people like this, you have to make sure that they don't flourish within the community. You get rid of them. They can't have anything to do with being members of Klal Yisrael. So the Azara of kidnapping is Aseres Hadibrois, Lois Signoiv. The Oynish is mentioned not once, it's mentioned twice. V'goynev ishu mecharei v'nimtza biyadei ma'isyumas and parshas mishpatim, ki yimotzei ish goynev nefesh me'echav bnei Yisrael v'samar boi u'mecharei u'meis haganav ahu u'biyarta rom mikirbecha. If you look at these psukim carefully, a few observations. Number one, both psukim say that the only time someone that kidnaps somebody is chayiv misa for what he did is if he kidnaps someone and then sells his victim. For goynevish u'mecharei, ki yimotzei ish goynev nefesh mi'echav b'nei Yisrael v'samar boi u'mecharei. Clearly implying that in the event that the ganav would not sell the person that he kidnapped, he would not be chayiv misa's bez. Would there be a nazara? Very much so. Lois Signoiv, without a question. But as it relates to the oynish of Misa, there's a tnai of u'mechara. Additionally, in the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzei, the Torah says, Ki yimotzei ish goynev nefesh mi'echa mi'bnei Yisrael v'his amir boy, that the ganav did work with this person that he kidnapped. And from there, Chazal learned, it's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah, that the only time a goynev nefesh mi'Yisrael is chayev Misa's bezdin is if he, number one, steals. Number two, sells. But number three, he also did work with the victim that he stole. Which means, in order, number one, steals. Number two is v'his amrbah. He does some form of labor with this person that he stole. And number three, he goes and he sells this person. So there's an azara, there's an oynish misa. The azara and the oynish misa obviously are related to each other. Ein oynchen elon ke mazirin. However, the azara is much broader than the misa is. As it relates to the azara, the Torah simply says lo signoif. As it relates to the oynish misa, there's two tanoim. Number one, v'his amrbay. Number two, umbechare. Now, what misas bezdin does the goynif ish u'mecharoi get? The misas bezdin that he gets is chenek, which is why we're discussing it here in Perek Eluhein HaNichnakim. How do you know he gets chenek? Because the Torah simply says mois yumas u'meis. Stam misa we know is chenek, and it's for that reason that Chazal knew that the goynev ish u'mecharoi gets misas chenek, which again is why it's here being discussed as one of the very, very last Oinchim in the Torah, one of the very last cases where if a person violates this, he's going to be Chayim Misa's Besen. Either way, we have a long, dense, intense halachic lomdische daf. Sagt Heilige Mishnah, Hagoyin of Nefesh Miyisrael, if somebody steals somebody, he kidnaps somebody, in a chayiv, he's not going to be chayiv, adshe yachnisenu l'rishusai, until he takes this person and he physically brings him into his rishus. So we know that in order for someone to be a ganav or a gazlin, he has to make kinyone gneva or kinyone gzela, right? If somebody is a goyin of mammon. So what makes you a ganav? You made a kinyon. Now, is the kinyon a good kinyon? High level, no, because in order to be koine of something, you have to have rishus to be able to be koine, right? If it belongs to somebody else, you need das acheres makna. If it's hefker, beseder. But the point is, kinyonim require das, and they require you being in a position that you're allowed to make a kinyon. If you go into somebody's rishus, shaloi b'rishus, and you steal his thing, being that you had no right to take it, even though you did a maisa kinyan, quote-unquote, the kinyan's not a real kinyan. Stating that, we know from learning Perek Meruba, and even recently, learning the sugyas in Perek Ben-Soyru Meir about Abava Machteres, that there is some merit to kinyanei geneva. If someone's a ganav or someone's a gazlan, we view him as being the bailam by virtue of the kinyan that he made, to the extent that if an oinus would happen now, he would be responsible. So anytime a person is a ganav, anytime a person is a gazlin, in the Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra sense, he would have to make a kinyan. When it comes to being goyin of nefesh miyisrael, there's an additional criteria, and that is, einoi chayiv ad sheyachnisenu l'rishusai. So it's not enough that you do a kinyan. I mean, you can't just do a hagbah. You have to physically bring him into your rishus. Kinyonik gneve, kinyonik zeila, not mechayiv there, right? You could be kind of something by bringing it into your rishus, meshicha or chatzer, but you don't have to bring something into your rishus in order to be kind of. When it comes to being goyin of nefesh miyisrael, there's a special condition, einoi chayiv, it's not enough that you bring it into your rishos. There's another condition, says Rabbi Yehuda. You also have to be mishtamish with the nefesh miyisrael. How do I know that? It's a pasuk in the Torah. This amir boy umecharei. This amir boy means you did work with him. Says Rabbi Yehuda that you Tanakama are saying there's a condition of atchi achnisenu l'shusay. I agree, but there's another condition that you're forgetting that you need to mention, and that is, let's say somebody steals his own son. Whether if somebody kidnaps his own child, he's considered a kidnapper. What if somebody steals a chetzioi eved v'chetzioi ben chayrim? Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv v'chachamim poitrim. It sounds like if somebody would steal a full-fledged eved knani, everybody would hold your potter, right? The shaila is, what about a chetzioi eved chetzioi ben chayrim? Chayiv a potter, that too is a machayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Chayiv." The Chachamim say, "You're potter." Zok the Heilige Gemara. So the Mishnah began. Hagoyin of nefesh miyisrael in the chayiv achi achnisenu l'shusay, which we said is a special tenai you have by hagoyin of nefesh miyisrael. Rabbi Yehuda's choylik, so to speak, and he says it's not enough that you're yachnisenu l'shusay, but it's achi achnisenu l'shusay. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is being moisiv on the Tanakam. Tanakam holds all you need to do is be yachni senor l'shusay. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be yachni senor l'shusay one, but you have to check off another box. You also have to be yishtamish by. It almost sounds like the Tanakam doesn't hold you have to be yishtamish by, which is a pella. Why? Because it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says v'his amr by, which is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Shenemar v'his amr by. So what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda being moisef on the Tanakama? As if the Tanakama doesn't hold of what Rabbi Yehuda said, it can't even be. There is a machlokes, and the machlokes is, what would be if the ganav worked with his victim, but the value of the work that the victim did was less than a shava pruta? According to the Tanakama, that would satisfy the criteria. Rabbi Yehuda says, what he's coming to be moisef is not v'yishtamish boy, but that v'yishtamish boy has to be a shir chashav, it has to be at the very least a shavar puta. And a chinami, everybody agrees there's a condition of this amr, but what's this implied machlik is going on in our Mishnah? Is there a shir? What would the shir be? Shavar puta. Tanakama holds it doesn't have to be a shavar puta. Reb Yehuda holds it does have to be a shavar puta. By Reb Yirmiyah, classic Reb Yirmiyah, gunvoy umachroy yoshe mau. What would be if somebody stole someone, sold him while he was sleeping? Would he violate the iser of goyin avishu mecharay v'nimtza b'yaday mois yumas or not? Another question. Machar isha lo ubra mau. What would be if somebody steals a pregnant woman and then sells her, but he doesn't sell the woman, he sells the woman for her uber. So in the world of ubi erchimai, ina the machten dava shloiba l'oilam, we're not going there. This person sold the isha meuberes, but the stipulation of the mechira was, you're not going to be kind of the isha for the isha. Your only schus in the isha that you're going to have is for the uber. What's the shiloh? The shiloh was, yesh derech imur bekach, oy ein derech imur bekach. Meaning, if somebody steals someone that's sleeping and sells him, so he for sure could check off two of the boxes that you need to check off in order to be a goynev ishu mechare. He's a goynev, okay, just because he's sleeping doesn't mean you didn't steal him. You sold him. Just because he's sleeping doesn't mean you didn't sell him. As it relates to the machar ishal uber, it's the same thing. You stole her, and then you sold, right? Now, being that you were machar ishal ubra, so the chiv would be for the uber, sheba, right? But you stole the uber. When you stole the pregnant woman, you stole the mother and the uber. Now you sold ishal ubra, so there's a mechira also on the uber. So those two boxes you checked off. Which box did you maybe not check off? What's boy Rabbi Yirmiyah? Because there's a tanai that you have to be v'samer boy. And the question is, could you be misamer with regards to a person that's sleeping? And is there a misamer as it relates to the uber? Again, because you're only going to be chayev for the uber by the isha the uber, because it's only the uber that you sold. Now, if you look at the language of Rabbi Yirmiyah, what was his shiloh? Yesh derech imur bekach, oy ein derech imur bekach. It sounds like Rabbi Yirmiyah is making an assumption that for sure it's possible to do imur. You can do work with someone that's sleeping. You can do work with the uber. It's possible. The shiloh is it derech imur or is it not derech imur? Meaning, if it's derech imur, okay, you checked off all the boxes. If it's not derech imur, then it could be, it wouldn't satisfy the condition of v'samer bay. Because v'samer bay requires not just that you did work, but it would require that the work that you did was derech imur. Either way, that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's shaila. So the Gemara interjects, and the Gemara says, v'tepeklei delek imur klal. Rabbi Yirmiyah, you're clearing derech imur, ain't derech imur. What is the imur? I don't even know what the imur is. How are you doing work with a person that's sleeping? What work are you doing with the uber? The Gemara says, no. You could do work with somebody that's sleeping. You could lean on the person, and that would be considered v'samer. Isha, also you could do work with the ukma ba'api zika. So this pregnant woman, you can use her to protect you against wind blasts. But the point is, there is some avoida that you can do as it relates to the person that's sleeping. There is some avoida you could do as it relates to this pregnant woman. The shaila is derech imur bekach or ain't derech imur bekach. That was his shaila, and the Gemara says, like it does to so many of Rabbi Yirmiyah's shailas, take. By the way, what would be the tzad that you even need derech imur? Right, Rabbi Yirmiyah is making a hanacha that you need derech imur. His shaila is this derech imur or is it not derech imur? So I think the Maramakim would be Rabbi Chanan that we've spoken at many times, that the Gemara, for example, says that when it comes to ulin yoni achila, has to be derech achila, right? Shalik derech achila is not considered achila. When it comes to yoni hana, it has to be kederech hana. If someone has hana from Yisuri hana, shalik derech hana, it's not considered hana. And Rabbi Chanan says a big yisoid, and that is that every time the Torah mentions an azara or a din, it means in the normal way. That's always what it means, right? One of his examples are that Isha is only Tomei Tumas Yoledes in the event that the child that she gives birth to was a natural birth. But a child that's a Yoitze Doifin, if it was born C-section, so then could be not. And the Rishonim say that what would be the Svara? Because that's not the regular way. Whenever it's the regular way, that's what the Torah is referring to. It doesn't matter if you're learning the sugyas of Yeledes, if you're learning the sugyas of Yisuri Achila, Yisuri Ano, or you're learning a pasuk in the Torah that says Vesamer. It has to be Derech. The Torah always means the Derech. It's a very interesting yesod that has very, very wide applications. L'chura, that's where Rabbi Yirmiyah is assuming. His shaila was that if you steal a person that's sleeping, or if you steal a isha mu'beres, is there a derech imur on the person that's sleeping? Is there a derech imur on the uber? Sokta Gemara Tan Rabbanon. It says in the Torah, ki matzei ish goynev nefesh me'echa b'bnei Yisrael v'samer boy u'mecharu me'sakanev hu b'yart rami kebecha. So again, this is the second pasuk in the Torah that mentions the chiv misa, the pasuk in Mishnah Torah, the pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, says the Gemara, ki matzei ish goynev nefesh me'echa, ein li'elo ish. It says ki matzei ish, right? Who was the ganav? It was an ish. So from the pasuk, I would think that maybe only an ish that steals. Ish, I mean, how do you know that a woman that steals is also chayv tamad loymar? It says in the other pasuk, v'goynev ish, umecharei. That pasuk, v'goynev ish, right? Who's the ish in the v'goynev ish? The person that was stolen, right? Who's the ganav v'goynev? Anybody. And being that it says v'gayin, if anybody, so that's how I know that even an isha that slios ain't liyelo ish shagonav bein isha ubein ish. From the two psukim, says the Gemara, I know that ish that steals an ish or an isha is going to be chayev. I also know the isha shagun for ish, that an isha that steals an ish is going to be chayev. Or the isha shagun for ish minayin. How do I know that a woman that kidnaps a woman is also going to be chayev? Notice we have two psukim. One pasuk says ish, the other person says anybody. The pasuk that says ish is ki matze ish. Right, if a man steals who? Nefesh. Nefesh implies sayanish sayanisha. So from that pasuk I know that a man that steals a man, who's included in nefesh, or a man that steals a woman that's included in nefesh, is going to be chayev. The other pasuk is v'goynev ish u'mechare. V'goynev, the ganav could be even an isha, but who did the ganav steal? Only an ish. So I know that even an isha that steals an ish. The question is, how do I know an isha that steals an isha? I don't know it from ki imotze ish goynev nefesh, because that's talking about where the ganav is an ish. And I don't know it from v'goynev ish u'mechare, because that's talking about where the nignav, the victim, is an ish. So again, the question is, how do I know isha that kidnaps and isha tam v'loimar? It says umeis haganav hahu. That's at the end of the pasuk of parashas ki seitz mikol malkim. It doesn't matter who the ganav is and who the ganav stole. You're always going to be chayim misatani. Another brisa on this topic. It says ki imotze ish goynev nefesh me'echad. Echad agoynev eso ish. The echad agoynev eso isha. The echad ger. The echad evved mishucher. The katan chayiv. It doesn't matter if you steal an ish, if you steal an isha. You steal a ger, you steal an evan meshucher, not an evan kanani, but you steal an evan meshucher, you steal a katan, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because it says goinev nefesh me'echav, and all of the aforementioned check off those boxes. What would be if somebody steals somebody but he didn't sell him? Or he sold him, but he's still in his reshus. Meaning, the ganav sold the person before he actually took the person that he sold into his reshus. Or if he sold the person that he stole to his father, to his brother, or to one of his craving. So again, somebody kidnapped someone and he sold him to his father. Whose father? Last Rashi, very important Rashi. La'aviv shel nignav, to the father of the nignav, of the victim, or to the brother of the victim, or to one of his other craving. Chayv, you're going to be chayv. Hagoynev eso avodim, if somebody steals an eved kanani, pater, you're going to be pater. So there's a lot in this last brisa, and the Gemara is going to talk about it for a moment. Tani Tana kameder Rav Sheishas. There was a Tana that said over the Braisa to Rav Sheshes, specifically Tap Rashi, the part that says that Mochar Lo'aviv Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv. That if somebody steals somebody and he sells him to his own father, the halacha is he's going to be chayv. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes heard this. He said, "Ani shoyna." Right, Rav Sheshes, who's a big bucky in brises, he said, "I have the following brise." Rav Shimon said, "May echav." It says in the Torah, "Ki imotze ish goynev nefesh may echav," and we learn from there, "Atshiyotzienu mishus echav," that the only time you chayv is if you take the person that you stole out of the rishus of his family. Va'at amrit, and you're telling me that if you sell him back to his family, chayv, you're going to be chayv. It can't be. If there's a tenai, and really the spirit of going of nefesh is that you're taking him from his family, how could it be if you sell him back to his own father, he's going to be chayev? Tani Potter. So Rav Sheshes told this yid, he says, I think the girsa has to be not chayev, but rather the girsa has to be potter. But the Gemara says, my kushya, I don't understand what Rav Sheshes' kasha was. Again, there was a tana that said over to Rav Sheshes a braisa, a long braisa, one of the tenayim were, machre lo'aviv chayev. And Rav Sheshes said, it can't be, based on something Rav Shimon said. So afraid the Gemara, you're asking a kasha from a Reb Shimon to a Braisa, Dilma, HaRab Shimon, HaRabbanon. I mean, one Braisa says Mefurish Reb Shimon. The other one doesn't say Mefurish Reb Shimon. So what's the Graisa Kasha over here? Maybe one is Reb Shimon, the other one's not Reb Shimon, and there's no steer at all. So the Gemara says, Loi Sol Kedaitach. Don't even have a minute to say that. And these next 2.5 lines of Gemara is from the Yisoida Chasidus and Sherish Avoida Atmima in terms of understanding Klolei Apsak. How many times have we referenced this Gemara? But really, it's an example of an underrated 2 lines of Gemara tucked away. Sanhedrin Peivav Amaral. So the Gemara says, no. This is a good stira. You can't answer one Braisa is Rab Shimon because it says Rab Shimon and the other Braisa is the Rabbana. You know why? Dom Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan laid down the law of the land. He said, Stam Mishnah Rab Meir. Stam Tosefta Rab Nechem. Stam Sifra, which is Teres Kayanim, Rab Yehuda. And Stam Sifri, Reb Shimon, the Kulu Alibid Rabbi Akiva, and all of them were saying over in the name of the Groyser Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Obestam Sifri. That's what we need is Reb Shimon. This Braisa that the Gemara brought, that was presented to Rav Sheshes, was a Sifri. And being that it was a Sifri, so it has to be Reb Shimon. Thus, both Braises are Reb Shimon. You can't answer one's Reb Shimon, one is the Rabbanon. And it's for that reason that the Gemara came out. You have no choice, but you have to do an edit in one of the braises because it's impossible to reconcile. So again, Stam Mishner Reb Meir, Stam Tosefta Reb Nechemya, Stam Sefra Reb Yehuda, Stam Sefri Reb Shimon, the amount of Chishboinus that the Gemara and the Rishonim and certainly the Achroinim and the Balei Reid have made over the years as it relates to these rules are... But again, this is a very, very important Gemara in terms of understanding the Messiah of the Torah from a Hashkafa perspective, right? These are the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva taught Torah to in the south after he lost his 24,000 Talmidim between Pesach with Shavuos. Rav Meir, we know, is the Iker of his Talmidim, which is why Stam Mishnah, which is the Iker, is Rav Meir. Again, there's so much to talk about. We're going to go back to Zokta Gemara. Hagoynev Espinoy. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hagoynev Espinoy. If somebody kidnaps his own son, Rav Shmuel Benoish, Rav Yoichim, and Breikim, Mechayev, Vechachamim Poitrim. My time of the Rabbanon. What's Pshar? In the Rabbanon, that say you're Potter. Amar Abaya. Abaya said Amar Krop, because it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yimotze, right? Ki Yimotze Yish Goynev Nefesh Me'echa B'Bnei Yisrael. And Ki Matzei teaches me Pratla Matzei. The only time someone's considered a Goyin of Nefesh is if he, like, chances upon a victim and kidnaps that person. But if the victim is Matzei, then already you're not going to be Oifer. It's learned out from the words Ki Matzei. It says in the Torah, Ki Matzei ish shoichev em ishu b'ulas ba. Right, someone's born an Eish Asish. Hachanami, you're going to make the same derasha. Ki Matzei Pratla Matzei. That the only time person like this is going to be chayef misa for what he did is if it was ki matzah, he chanced upon this esh esish, but to the extent that this esh esish is somewhat matzoi to him, then already he's not going to be chayef. Now, what would be an example of an esh esish that's matzoi? So our papa told Abaya, have an example. Kegoin shall base ployni. Imamish pointed to a base ployni, the shchichon gabayo, where these families used to all live together. And as a result, everyone was matzui to everybody else. So you're going to tell me in that context, in that setting, if somebody would be baal eish nesish, it wouldn't be considered a problem? Hachinami deptiri? Meaning it says the same word ki matzui. So if ki matzui means problem matzui as it relates to a goyin of nefesh, then ki matzui should mean problem matzui as it relates to the parish of the noyef and the noyefes, as it relates to someone that's baal eish nesish. Amalei told him back, ana mi v'nimtza biyadei kaminesa. Abai responded to Rapapa, you didn't understand. I wasn't coming from the words ki matzui. I was coming from the words v'nimtza biyadai. And the words v'nimtza biyadai are actually mentioned not in Parshas Kiseitze, it's a different pasuk. It's the one in Parshas Mishpatim. Ki matzei ish is the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. V'nimtza biyadai is the end of the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. That's where I was coming from. Rashi says those are extra words, kroya seiruhu, and that's where he was coming from. Enechinami, the drosh is not ki matzei, and that's why it has no shaykhis to someone that's bottle and ish ish, that's matzoi, but rather it's from v'nimtza biyadai. It's a kroya seiruhu. That kroya seiruhu you have in the parasha of a goyin of nefesh miyisrael, you don't have that kroya seiruhu as it relates to a bottle and ish. Rava said, Hilkach, based on this halacha, that Hagoyin of Espinoy is Pater. And why is Hagoyin of Espinoy Pater? Because it says, V'nimtza biyadoy. And V'nimtza biyadoy teaches me Prat L'matzoy. So Rava said, if that's the case, Tein L'chacham V'yech G'moy. I could apply the halacha of the Mishnah more broadly. Hilkach, Hani Mikri Dardaki, U'masna Rabbanon, a Rebbe that teaches children Mikra, or teaches his Talmidim Mishnah, Ki Mitzuyin Dami. His Talmidim are also considered Mitzuyin, U'ptiri, they're going to be Pater. In other words, the Mishnah said Hagoyin of Espinoy. The Mishnah didn't say anything about a Rebbe. Zok Rava, but if you hear the drush, Abaya told us the makar is pratla matzoi, so the makar of benoi applies equally to talmidai, and therefore this halacha is going to be true for a talmid as well. Gana misha chetzioi the chudu. So the last halacha of the Mishnah was if somebody steals a chatzi evet chatzi ben chayrin, Rabbi Yehuda says yichayiv, the chachamim say you're potter. Now if somebody steals an evet kanani, you're potter. How do you know that? Well, it's implied in the Mishnah. Also, it was the last words of Pehei Amid Beis. Potter. So if someone steals an Eved Kanani, you're for sure Potter. The question is, what about a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin? That's a machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be Chayiv. According to the Chachamim, you're going to be Potter. Zaktamar Tanan Hassam, we learned in a mission over there. Rabbi Yehuda says, In Avodim Boishes, that Avodim don't have Boishes. Where's there, by the way? Right. Not all Tanan Hassams were created equally, but this is easy. It's talking about Boishes, so it's in Perek HaChoyvel, in Masechtas Bava Kam. So the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, an Eved Kanani has no Boishes. Meaning, if someone is Choyvel in an Eved Kanani, so you have to learn Perek HaChoyvel, Chai B'chamish Advarim. Rabbi Yehuda says no Boishes. Avodim Ein Lehem Boishes. Now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Pshana Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Avodim Ein Lehem Boishes? Amak Rokos, it says in the Torah, in the Pasuk of Boishes, Ki Yinotsu Anoshim Yachtov, Ish V'Ochiv. And we learn from there, Mish Yeshlo Yachva Yotze Eved. Your Eved is an Eved Kanani. He's not your brother, Amadoim Lechamor, etc., etc. And being that he's not a proper brother, and the Pasuk of Boishes says Achva, so therefore he's going to be exposed. Rabbanon. What did the Rabbanon say? Achavu b'mitzvahs. The Rabbanon say it's not true, and Eved Kanani is considered a brother. And even though Amadoim Lechamor, but he's chayv in mitzvahs. Not all mitzvahs, lala me'isha, but being that he's chayv in certain mitzvahs, he's considered a brother. Okay, now what does this have to do with anything? Right, what does this have to do with anything? So the Gemara is going to use this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding Avadim Yesh Lam Boishes or Ein Lam Boishes to explain the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim in our Mishnah whether if somebody steals a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he's going to be considered a Goy Nefesh Miyisrael or he's not going to be considered a Goy Nefesh Miyisrael. So again, what's the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim? Avadim Yesh Lam Boishes, Ein Lam Boishes. That's what we need. We need the punchline. What's the Talian? Rabbi Yehuda says, being that it says, Ki Yinatsu Anoshim Yachtov Ish V'Ochiv, so there's a Tanai of Achva Eved Heis Nishtabrude, whereas the Chachamim say no, achavu b'mitzvahs aheis yabrud. So the Gemara says, v'hach eichidarish, what's going to be the cheshbon over here? Zok Rabbi Yehuda, sub Rabbi Yehuda holds, it says in the Torah, with regards to the goyin of nefesh, ki imotze ish goyin of nefesh, me'echav, me'echav, it's the same word that it says by Boishes, mi'bnei Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda said like this, me'echav is lefuki avod, l'shitas, who holds that avodim einlam Boishes, because they're not considered Echav. So this word me'echav is going to be ma'id avadim. It says afterwards, mi b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, without the mem, is l'mu'ute, mi shechetzi yevet v'chetzi m'mchayr. So the first mi'ud is mi m'mayid and evet k'nani. The second mi'ud is mi m'mayid, a chetzi yevet chetzi m'mchayr. But it says mi b'nei Yisrael. So that mem is l'mu'ute, mi shechetzi yevet chetzi m'mchayr, it's in tzveitamol. Now you m'mayid, mi shechetzi yevet chetzi m'mchayr two times. What happens if you mind something twice? And that's how we're the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, who hold that Avodim Yesh Lam Boishes because Achavu B'mitzvahs. So you're not m'mayit anything from Echad. Why the of Achavu B'mitzvahs? B'nei Yisrael then is m'mayit. And mi b'nei Yisrael is memayit. Chad amutei eved, chad amutei mi shechetzi eved, dechetzi men chayrin. So you want to know what the svaras hamachloikis is? According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the parsha of Goyin of Ish u'mecharay, there's three miyutim of eved. According to the Chachamim, there's two miyutim. What would the three be? Echav, mi b'nei Yisrael, and b'nei Yisrael. That's three. What would be the two? Mi b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael. Which not? Echav. What's that Talian? Whether an Eved Kanani is considered a brother or he's not considered a brother. Rabbi Yehuda Shit and Perek HaChoyvel is an Eved Kanani is not considered a brother. Thus, Mei Echav is me at number one. Mi b'nei Yisrael is two. B'nei Yisrael is three. The Chachamim Shit and Perek HaChoyvel is that Eved Kanani is considered a brother. Achavu b'mitzvahs. So Mei Echav is not mine anything. So you have Mi b'nei Yisrael one and b'nei Yisrael two. If you have three miyutin, so one is Memayed a full-fledged Eved Kanani. The second one is Memayed a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chayrin. The third is a second miyut for a chatzi eved chatzim en chayr. They miyut achamit. All the rabbis. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if somebody steals a chatzi eved chatzim en chayr, you're going to be chay. Whereas the chachamim only have two miyutim. You only have two miyutim. So you have one for eved kanani, another one for chatzi eved chatzim en chayr. You don't have the second miyut for chatzi eved chatzim en chayr. Thus, it remains a miyut, not a riboy. That is the svaras hamachlokes. Moving along. Azara the goyin of nefesh minay. What is the azara in the Torah? Meaning, where does the Torah say thou shalt not kidnap? Now we know the answer because was the first thing we mentioned this morning, right? That was the introduction to the daf. It's in the Aseres HaDibros, it says Leisignai. But we're going to make believe we don't know this now. In real time, all the psukim we've been talking about till now are the unshim. It says, V'goyin of ishu mechare v'nimitza v'yodem arisumas. Misa. Ki matzi ish goyin of nefesh me'echav. U'meisa ganav ahu. B'yatu rami kibecha. Misa. But Where does it say thou shalt not do it? Now we know ain oin chanel and came azir. So somewhere there has to be an azar. So says the Gemara, azar lugayim nefesh minayim. Rabbi Yosha, Amar Rabbi Yosha said miloy signoiv. It says loy signoiv in the Aseres Hadibrois. That's how you know it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, we know it from miloy machru mimkeres of it. Ki avodai he macho itzei siyoy semeres mitzrayim loy machru mimkeres of it. Says the Gemara, the Loipli, even though the two seem like different Mekairis, Rabbi Yoshia said, Loi Signoid, Rabbi Yochanan said, Loi Yimkorum Yimkeres of it, it's really not a machloikis, Marka Choshev Lav the Gnevu, Marka Choshev Lav the Mechira. Right, there's two components to the Goynevish. Number one, there's the Gnevu component. Number two, there's the Mechira component. We have an Azorah for each one. Tanu Rabbanan, Loi Signoid. It says in the Aseres Adibrois, Loi Signoid, the Goynev and the Fashas Akasim Adab. The Torah is talking about someone that's a Goynev Nefesh. You're telling me it's talking about a Goynev Nefesh in the Elba Goynev Mammon. Maybe it's talking about a Goynev Mammon, right? Loi Signoid. When you read the Aseres Adibrois, what does Leisignaiv mean? I don't know. Mechateisim means a grain of nefesh. Maybe it means a grain of mammon. Amrit, say, Ulamad, Mishloish Esrim Midosh, Atarin, Ejashashashim. You can use the Shloish Esrim Midosh. Which one? Dover Alamid Binyanim. Meaning, look at the context. That's what Dover Alamid Binyanim means. But Mech Kosim Medabe Binafashas. If you look at all the things surrounding Leisignaiv, Leisirtsach, Leisinov, right? What are those things? Those are things for which Yichayim Mises Bezin. So it's Mestaber based on Dover Alamid Meinyonoi that so too Leisignaiv is talking about something for which Yichayim Mises Bezin. Now Chayim Mises Bezin, if you steal mommy, you are Chayim Mises Bezin if you're going to Vish, Shumacharoi, and Imsavi Yoder, Maisumas. That's how we know that Leisignaiv, Afkam Benefashis, must be talking about Tanya Idoch, a similar Braisa, Leisignaiv. So this pasuk of Leisignaiv, or more accurately, loy tignoivu. This is in Parshas Kedoshim. Loy tignoivu, v'loy sechachashu, v'loy sechakru ishba amise. Begoyin imamin akasav adabat. That pasuk is talking about a goyin. Atayim begoyin imamin. Oy ene el begoyin in the fashas. I didn't know it's talking about a goyin imamin. Maybe it's talking about a goyin in the fashas. Amrit seul man. Shloy shesir midah shatayin nejashas bem. Again, look at the context. Dover alomid men yoni. That's the midah that we're going to use. But me akasav adabat b'mamin. Right. Everything else mentioned in the pasuk is mamin. Loy sechachashu, v'loy sechakru ishba amise. So the whole pasuk is talking about mamin. Afkan when it says loy tignoivu, it's talking about mamin. So these last two brises are important brises, right? Zul Karibe Rav level important brises. Something everyone should know. When it says Lois Signaiv in the Aseres Hadibrois, it doesn't mean thou shalt not steal money out of somebody's pocket. What it means is don't kidnap. That's what it means. And when it says Loi Tignoivu in Parashas Kedoshim, that is referring to somebody that is a Goinev Mammon. Either way, we're going to go weiter. So really, the second part of the daf is going to be a little bit more intense. And it is going to go into a little bit of lumdus, applying principles from different places in Shas to the idea of a goyne vishu mechare. Now, what's unique about the goyne vishu mechare, and really where it meets the world of lumdus, is that in order for someone to be chayiv for kidnapping, he would have to commit two sins. He would have to, number one, kidnap, and number two, he would have to sell the person that he kidnapped. In fact, the two azaras for the two respective components of this avera, azara l'goynev nefesh minayim miloy signoiv, azara l'memkeres evin minayim loy machru memkeres of it, right? So there's an azara for each one of the components, because each one of these components really is very much distinct. Now, the truth is, there's other conditions as well in order to be chayiv. Right, we have all the prices, the samir boy, but as it relates to the ikar isser is made up of two components. Number one, thou shalt not steal a person, and number two, if you stole him, thou shalt not go and sell the person. The Gemara is going to discuss now the hilchas eidos of a goyin of Ishul Mechari. Obviously, you can't give somebody Mises Bezdin unless there are two Edom that say that he just did what he wasn't supposed to do. Now, in a perfect world, obviously, using those words very, very loosely, two Edom walk into Bezdin and they say that I saw Reuven kidnap Shimon and then I saw Reuven sell Shimon. Oh, perfect. You have Edom under Geneva, you have Edom under Mechira. As long as everything checks itself out, you're going to give him chenek. The question becomes, what would be if two Edom would walk into Bezdin and they would say, we saw Reuven kidnap Shimon, and then two other Edom would walk into Bezdin and they would say, we saw Reuven sell Shimon. Over here, you have two edim that are being made on the gneva. You have two edim that are being made on the mechira. Would the two idiots be mitzaref, or would they not be mitzaref? And is there a difference between the gneva component versus the mechira component? That's when it's going to play itself out from here until the Mishnah on that pevav on the base. One other piece of introduction is that this shmooze that we're going to have right now is very much going to intersect with the laws of the Ben Sayer Umayra. Why? What does that have to do with the Ben Sayer Umayra? So, a few things. But most prominently, the only time somebody becomes a Ben Sayer Umayra is if he does what the Ben Sayer Umayra has to do, and then he does it again. Right? If you remember, just from the Psukim in the Torah, it says that if the Ben Sayer Umayra, he steals from his father, and he's Zayel Vaseiva. So, the first thing that happens is the Yisroel, I say. They would give him Malkus. It's when he did the Avera Tzimtzveitimol that they gave him Mises Bezdin. You know, the Teres Chaim says that the parish of Ben Sayer Umayra is the only parish in the Torah. It is the only parish in the Torah where the only time you're going to be punished is if you do it twice. Every time you do it once, right? You eat Nevela twice? No, you eat Nevela once. Okay, you need Asra, but you eat one time Nevela, you're done. You kill somebody once. Sometimes we give you a second chance. There's one parasha in the Torah where the only time you're going to be included really in this parasha with the whole Shlemus is if you do it two times. And that's the Ben Sayer Umayr. First time he gets Malkus, he gets punished, but he's not the Ben Sayer Umayr. When does he become the Ben Sayer Umayr? When he does it in Tzveitimol. Says the Teres Chaim, why? He says because the Ben Sayer Umayr is the one person that's not being punished for what he did. He's being punished Al Shem Soifai. And being that it's Al Shem Soifai, so the only time we can establish the Soifai is if he does it already a second time. But the bottom line is, this is just a little bit of a pre-cap to what we're about to learn. And on that note, Zokt the Hilige Gemara Itmar. Eide Geneva ve'eide Mechir b'nefesh ho'zmu. So two Eidim walked into Bezdin and they said, we saw Reuven kidnap Shimon. And two other Eidim walked into Bezdin and they said, we saw Reuven sell Shimon. So again, two peers of Eidim. And they were both found to be Eidim Zoyimim. And you see what's going on here already. Chizki Yama Chizki said, ein erogin. The halach is that they don't get killed. Rabbi Yochanan and erogin, Rabbi Yochanan says they do get killed. Chizki the Amar Rabbi Kiva. Chizki who says that ein erogin, it's because he holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Rabbi Akiva said that it says in the Torah, Al Pishnei Eidim, Oy Al Pishloisha Eidim Yakum Dover. And Dover teaches me, Veloy Chatzi Dover. And being that over here, each one of the Eidim were saying Eidus on a Chatzi Dover. One peer of Eidim was saying Eidus on Geneva. The other peer of Eidus was saying Eidus on Mechira. So you don't have an Eidus. If you don't have an Eidus, so you don't have the Parash of Azam. Rabbi Yechon, Damak Rabban. Rabbi Yechon, Ozak, the Rabban, the Amri Dover, the Afilu Chatzi Dover. And as a result, even though it's true, each pair of Edom is saying Edus on a Chatzi Dover, but Dover Vafil Chatzi Dover, and it's for that reason that they are going to be Chayev. So what's the Machloikis Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan? Eide Geneva, the Eide Mechir Benefesh, Shehuzmo. The question is, do they get Kasha Zaman? What would Kasha Zaman be? Chayra Misa. Are we going to give them Misa or not? Chizkiya says, no way. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah. What's the machloikis tolin? It's machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Where is the machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? Rashi says in Parecheskes Abatim. So we know what's going on over here. We know what we're dealing with. We know what we're up against. But this is in Parecheskes Abatim. The machloikis is, it says in the Torah, Dover. Do we darshan Dover v'loi chatzi Dover? Or do we darshan Dover v'afilu chatzi Dover? Chizkiya holds Dover v'loi chatzi Dover. Therefore, the Eide Gneva is a chatzi Dover. And the Eide Mechira is a chatzi Dover. You have two halba maises. And as a result, it's not an Eidus. If there's no Eidus, there's no Hazama. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds Dover v'afilu chatzi Dover. No, the Eidus is a good Eidus. Now they were found to be Zonimim. So that's for that reason that Lachas are going to get Kasha Zonimim. So Rashi speaks out something critical. Rashi says that that's Poshit. Based on the way the Gemara is explaining the Machloikis Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, that really the Machloikis has nothing to do with Azama. Right? We're just complicating things a little bit. But really, the underlying Machloikis is whether the Eidus is admissible or the Eidus is not admissible. Chizkiya holds Dava v'lechatzi Dava. So Eide Gneve l'chud and Eide Mechira l'chud is not enough to establish that this person's Chayim Misa. So there's no Gmar Din Misa. Memelo, it's not Chayim Hazama. Rabbi Yochanan says Dava v'afilu chatzi Dava. So we have Eidus for Misa. So there's a Gmar Din for Misa. So Memelo, this is going to be a regular parcha, Kash Hazama. So really, the Machloikis Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan is not a Machloikis in the Sugis of Hazama. It's really a Machloikis in the basic Hilchas Eidus. Do you hold like Rabbi Akiva Dava v'lechatzi Dava? If that's the case, l'chayru gneivim mechira chatzi davars, or do you hold like the chachamim davar v'afilu chatzi davar? And if that's the case, the edus is going to be an edus. Zok the gemara, moi the chizkiya. Even though chizkiya holds that edik gneivim v'edim mechira are considered chatzi davar, and therefore, if they're found to be zaymim, and what's the halacha? Ain't on eragin. Bachiski is moida. The edom achreinim shal ben tsayru moira shahuzmu. That the edom achreinim of the ben tsayru moira that were found to be zaymim. So what's the edom achreinim of ben tsayru moira? So that's what we prefaced before this part of the daf. The edom achreinim are the edom that come and say that the ben tsayru moira did it since tzveitamol. If they're found to be zaymim, they're going to be killed. Why? Because being that the first peer of Eden, when they come and they say the Ben Sayyid Meir did it to Meresh Demol, so those Edom are now being Mechayah the Ben Sayyid Meir Malchus. And they have a Koyach HaTayna, which is an interesting way of making the point, but they have this Koyach HaTayna, the first peer of Eden. They could say that we never intended to give this person Mises Bezin. We wanted to give him Malkus. That's his din, right? Because of what we just said now, this person's Chayim Malkus, so they could say, L'alkoisoi banu, v'hani achrini kulu davar ka'avdile. And it's the second peer of Edim that are coming and saying that it happened since Tzveitamol that are really being Mechayiv and Misa. In other words, Chizki said that even though Edim Gneva and Edim Mechira are both considered Chatzli davar, but when it comes to the two Edim, with regards to the Ben Sayyid Umayr, they would not be considered Chatzi Dovers. Because we would look at it as if the first peer of Edim is a Dover Shalim, coming to say Edos that is Chai Malkus, and now the second peer of Edim is a Dover Shalim, coming to say is Chai Misa. Now it's a little tricky, the Chilik, right? And we're going to leave this for first Seder. It's a little bit tricky because at the end of the day, the second peer of Edim can't be Mechayiv the Ben Sayyid Umayr Misa without the first peer of Edim. But once we establish that the first Kat Edos, this is Pashup Shan in the Gemara, is a Dover Shalim, and that it for sure is, could be it's also a chatzi davar of something bigger, but it's a davar shalim klapi malkus. So once that's considered a davar shalim, the second edus is also considered a davar shalim. And in that case, Chizki is going to be Maida. So as much as Chizki has said that with regards to Eda Geneva, Eda Mechira, they're both not killed. Say not the first Edim and say not the second Edim. But when it comes to the Edus of Ben Tzayru Meir, specifically the Edom Achroinim, if they were Huzmu, they're going to be Nerogen. What's the difference? Edom Genev and Edom Achira are Fartig Achatzi Davars, as opposed to when it comes to the Edom of Ben Tzayru Meir, side the first Edom and side the second Edom are both a Dava Shalim. The first Edom is a Dava Shalim on Malkus, and the second Edom is a Dava Shalim with regards to Misa. Maskefla Rapapa. So Rapapa heard all this, and Rapapa asked the kasha. We're going to see Rapapa was so bothered with his kasha that he's about to ask that because it is Rapapa is going to be mahapich the machloikas chiske and Rabbi Yechina. But first the kasha. So I'm asking for Rapapa. I think chiske should hold that the edim mechira, not the edim geneva, granted, but the edim mechira shahuzmu should be chayav misa. Why? Because the edim geneva could say, even in the case of goyne vishu mecharoi lal koisei banu, that we came to get malchus. Time is Rapapa, the same svara that the Gemara said, Moide Chizkiya, Be'edim Achreinim of the Ben Tzayir Meira, you should have as it relates to the Eide Genevi, the Eide Mechir. What's the Moide Chizkiya with regards to the Eide Achreinim of Ben Tzayir Meira? Because being that the Edom HaRishonim were Mechayev Malkus, so that makes it a Dover Shalim. So now the Edom Achroinim is also a Dover Shalim. The same is true, Tainas Rapapa, with regards to Edom Geneva, Edom Mechir. The Edom Geneva also Mechayev Malkus. And if the Edom Geneva are Mechayev Malkus, so it comes out that's a Dover Shalim, which means the Edom Mechir is also a Dover Shalim. So the Edom Mechir Al Kaponim, who are being made a Dover Shalim on Misa, should be Chayev Misa's best. Now, Bechitim, you're going to tell me the Kasav Chizki the Loi Laki. How do you know Chizki holds that the Edom Geneva should get Malkus? Or how do you know that if two Edom walk into Bezin and say that somebody stole someone, the halach is that that person's now going to be Chayiv Malkus, so that we could say that the Edom Geneva are Lahal Koisei Banu, which makes it a Dava Shalim, which now makes the Edom Mechir also a Dava Shalim. Now, just to come up for breath for 1 second, what would even be the Havamina that there should be Malkus? If someone walks into Bezin and says that I saw somebody kidnap someone, I don't know about him, sell him, I don't know about all that, but I know he's kidnapped him, what would be the Havamina should get Malkus? It says Loisignoiv. Loisignoiv is a Loisase, right? So, based on that, you would think that for sure there should be Malkus. So says the Gemara, maybe you'll tell me, but maybe Chizki really holds that you don't get Malkus. And if you don't get Malkus, then what? Then the Kasha is not a Kasha. Aber, I know that that's not the case. You know why? Because for Itmar, we learned, in the event that there were Eide Gneva Benefesh Huzmu, these cases are so tricky. The case is where two Edim said that somebody kidnapped somebody. So again, two Edim walk into the bed and say that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and they were found to be Zayman. There was no Edus on Mechira at all. All there was Edus on the Geneva, and they were found to be zayin. Chizki Rabbi Yochanan, it was a machlokes. Chizki Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar one said loikin that the Eidei Gneva are going to get malchus. The Chad Amar ain't loikin, and the other one said they're not going to get malchus. V'amrinon and the Bnei Yeshiva said this time the Chizki Dama loikin. It's clear that Chizki is the one that holds that they're going to get malchus. How is that clear? Because mid Amar Chizki in erogin, and you could say that because Chizki holds that Eidei Gneva, that's a Eidos. And then afterwards, Eidei Mechira, a different pair of Eidim that say Eidos, if they're all found to be Zoymimin, they're not going to be killed. Right? That's the original Chizkiya. The E Rabbi Yochanan, because if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that Loikin, given the Amar Nerogin, being that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if two Eidim would say that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and there was two Eidim would say that Reuven sold Shimon, and they were all found to be Zoymimin, the halacha is that they would all be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. So what comes out is that when the Eidim say Eidus, that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, that Eidus is an Eidus that may at some point cause them to die. Right? If two other Eidim will say there was a Mechira, and they're all found to be Zoymimin, they'll end up dying. If that's the case, that the lav that they're being over, right? What's the lav that Eidim Zoymimin are over? Loisana b'riach eid shaker, is havalei lav shenitin lazaris mises bezdin, is going to be a lav which may lead them to be chayim mises bezdin, v'chol lav shenitin lazaris mises bezdin, I like an olive. And the rule is, that kol lav shenitin lazaris mises bezdin, you don't get malchus for. Which means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's poshet. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's poshet that Eidei Geneva b'nefesh shehuzmu are not going to get malchus. The reason it's poshet is because that they were going to get malchus, it would be related to the Leisana b'riache eid shaker. That Leisana b'riache eid shaker is a lav shenit in Lazarus Mises Bezdin. How is it a lav shenit in Lazarus Mises Bezdin? Because if there's going to be Eidei Mechir and they're also going to be huzmu, it comes out that the Eidei Geneva are going to get malchus for the Eidus that they said. If that's the case, if you know there's a machloikis between Reb Yochanan and Chizkiya, Chad Omar, Eidei Geneva Shehuzmu Loikin, V'chad Omar, Eidei Geneva Shehuzmu Ein Loikin, back of the envelope arithmetic, if Reb Yochanan for sure holds Ein Loikin, that means that Chizkiya is for sure going to have to hold Loikin. That means Chizkiya's Shita is that Eidei Geneva B'Nefesh Shehuzmu, the halacha is that they get Malchus. Now, if Chizkiya holds that Eidei Geneva Shehuzmu, the Eidim themselves get Malchus, what does that mean? That means for sure the Ganev himself is going to get Malchus. Why? Because Iu loy lucky inu hechi laku. Because if the person himself is not getting Malchus, how could they get Malchus? Because the only tzad that the Eidim would get Malchus anyways is based on the fact that there's a kasha zaman. In other words, this cheshbon, these last 6-7 lines, was a little tricky, but really all the Gemara wants from this is to make one point. The Gemara is just proving backwards that Chizkiya holds that Eidei Geneva, they walk into Bezdin, no Eidei Mechir, and they say Reuven kidnapped Shimon, even though it's not Chai Misa, because there's no Mechara, it doesn't matter. But he's over like Signoiv, and because he's over like Signoiv, he's going to get Malchus. That is Shitas Chizkiya. How do I know that? Because I know that either Chizkiya holds that, or Rabbi Yochanan holds that. And I know Rabbi Yochanan can hold that. Must be by process of elimination that Chizkiya does hold that. Okay, perfect. So I know that Chizkiya holds that. If Chizkiya holds that, so maskif lo rapapa, so rapapa said, yilamdenu rabbeinu, rabbeinu dam lakuma. What is the difference between the second pair of Eidim by the Ben Soiru Meir and the Eidei Mechira when it comes to a Gaina Vishu Mechara? Just like Chizkiya holds that as it relates to the second pair of Eidim by the Ben Soiru Meir. What's the halacha? The halacha is that they get Mises Bezdin. Why do they get Mises Bezdin? I dover v'lechatzi, dover the Teretz, because the first pir of Edom was lahal koise banu. And it's only the second pir of Edom that's coming to be Mechayiv, Mises Bezdin, the same exact svara you should have as it relates to Eidei Geneva, Eidei Mechira. Being that the Eidei Geneva l'chud would be Mechayiv Malchus, so there lahal koise banu, that's a dover shalim, which makes the Eidei Mechira also a dover shalim, zlatan Mechayiv. So what in the world, maskeflo? Maskeflo is, means what atkifos, Rapapa said, I don't understand Pasha Pshat, what's going on over here. Chizkiya holds that Eidei Geneva, the Eidei Mechira, Shehuzmu, Eino Nerogim, none of them. Not the Eidei Geneva, not the Eidei Mechira. Why? Because it's viewed as a Chatzi Dover. Yet when it comes to the Ben Soiru Meir, the Eidei Achroinim are going to get Mises Bezin because we don't look at it as a Chatzi Dover. What's the difference between the Eidei Mechira and the Eidei Achroinim, the Ben Soiru Meir? And if the reason the Eidei Achroinim, the Ben Soiru Meir is not considered a Chatzi Dover is because the Eidei Arishonim were Mechayiv, the Ben Soiru Meir, Malchus, the Svar of Lalkoi Sabanu makes it a Dover Shalem, hence the Eidei Achroinim is also a Dover Shalem, the same exact dynamic is playing itself out when it comes to Eidei Geneva, Eidei Mechira, because the Eidei Geneva are also being Mechayev Malkus. Now, not everybody holds that, but Chizkiyah holds that. So Chizkiyah l'shitas me'maskav l'rapapa, elam rapapas rapapas, that because of this kasha, you have to tweak the original machloikis Chizkiyah Rabbi Yochanan. Papa said there's no way the way the Bnei Yeshiva presented this machloikis is accurate. As it relates to Eidei Mechira, again, Eidei Geneva and Eidei Mechira, and they were found to be Eidei Zoymimin. So the Eidei Mechira, everybody agrees, is going to be Narokin. There's no question. They're going to be in a, this has nothing to do with chatzidover, not chatzidover. Right, if you hold chatzidover, then for sure. And even if you don't hold that, you get killed for a chatzidover. It's going to be Nerogen because it's considered a dover sholem. Why is it considered a dover sholem? It's no different than the Edim Hachroinim by the Ben Sayer Umayr. The first Edim ala halkoisei banu, as a result, the second Edim is considered dover sholem. Ki pligi, what's the machloikis by Edei Geneva? The machloikis is by Edei Geneva, where the Edei Geneva and the Edei Mechira, two different pairs of Edim, we're both found to be Zaymimin. What would we do now with the Eidei Geneva? Chizkiyah said, Ein Nerogen. We wouldn't kill them. And the reason is, Geneva l'chud kaima, u'mechira l'chud kaima. Because we look at the Eidei Geneva and the Eidei Mechira as being completely distinct. And the way Rashi explains is that we look at the Eidei Geneva as if they're coming to be Mechayev Malkus, and we look at the Eidei Mechira as if they're coming to be Mechayev Misa. This is very interesting, because really it's the Geneva and the Mechira tzazamen that are Mechayev Misa. But that's not the way we're going to look at it in Lomdus. We're going to look at the Eidei Geneva as if they're being Mechayev Malkus, almost like the Eidim Arishonim by the Ben Sayer Umayr, and we're going to look at the Eidim Mechira as if they're being Mechayev the Misa, like the Eidim Achroinim of the Ben Sayer Umayr. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nerogen, Rabbi Yochanan says the Eidim Geneva are also going to be killed because Geneva aschalta the Mechira here. Because we look at the Geneva as being aschalta the Mechira. Meaning, you're not Chayev Misa for the Mechira, you're Chayev Misa for the Geneva and the Mechira. And if that's the case, inside the Eidim Geneva, inside the Eidim Mechira, we view as if they were coming to be Mechayev and Misa, and therefore if they're found to be Zaymimin, they're both going to be killed. Now that's Pashit, that this Rabbi Yochanan also only stims if you hold Dover, Vafilu Chatzi Dover, which is what the Gemara had said in the first version of the Machloikis Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan. Because at the end of the day, Geneva Aschalta the Mechira, but the Geneva is a Chatzi Dover and the Mechira is a Chatzi Dover. And even if you want to tell me the Mechira is not a Chatzi Dover based on the Maskefla Rapapa, but for sure, the Geneva is a Chatzi Dover. But the Teret, since Rabbi Yochanan holds Dover Vafilu Chatzi Dover, and it's for that reason that you are going to be Chayev. But the point is that in the version 2.0 of the Machloikis Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan, the Machloikis is not with regards to Saide Eide Geneva and Saide Eide Mechir when they're Husmu, whether or not they're going to get Misa. The Machloikis is only with regards to the Eide Geneva. In the first version, Eide Geneva, the Eide Mechir is a Husmu, according to Chizkiyah, no Misa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, Misa. According to Chizkiyah, you know, it's one big halba maisa. Chatzidavar. Two halves don't add an ol. Don't equal a whole in the world of Eidos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, davar vafilu chatzidavar. It's for that reason that they're going to be killed. In the second version of the machloikis is only with regards to the Eidei Geneva. The Eidei Mechira are for sure going to be killed. And the reason the Eidei Mechira are for sure going to be killed, either because you hold chatzidavar is enough, but even if you don't know that Chatzin Dover is enough, at the end of the day, the Eidim Arishonim is Lahal Koisei Banu, and we view the Eidim Mechira as being the only Eidim that are coming to be Mechayev Misa, and it's for that reason they're going to be Chayev Misa. What is the Shaila? The Shaila is with regards to the Eidei Geneva. And what's that Shaila Tolian? Do you view the Eidei Geneva as being Eidim on the Misa, or do you view them as only being Eidim on the Malkus? Ok, the Gemara, Moide Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's Moide, Be Eidim Arishonim Shal Ben Tzayir Umayr, as it relates to the Eidim Arishonim Shal Ben Tzayir Umayr, Shehuzmu, if they're found to be Zayman, Sheein Erogen, they're not going to be killed, because they could say we're only coming to be Mechayiv Malkus. This is interesting. Even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that Sai the Eidei Geneva, and Sai the Eidim Mechira, Shehuzmu are going to be Chayiv, Misa's Bezdin, because he views Geneva as Chalta the Mechira, and he holds Dover Vafilu Chatz. But as it relates to the Eidim Arishonim of the Ben Sayer Umayr, there it's going to be different. There for sure, it's Yecholim Loimer Lal Koisei Banu. Question is, what's the difference? At the end of the day, you could only be Chayev for being going of Nifsh Ishu Mecharei if there's Geneva and there's Mechira. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Geneva Aschal to the Mechira. So why would it come to the Ben Sayer Umayr? Don't we say the same thing? You can only be a Ben Sayer Umayr if you did it once and you did it twice. And the first time should be an aschalta keilu of the second time. And it's for that reason you should be chayv. So Rashi gives a very interesting reason. Rashi says, because the malchus of Ben Tzayir Umayr is mefurish in the Torah. It says, v'yisru oisai. The Malkus of a Goynev Ish Umechare is not Mefurish in the Torah. Being that it's Mefurish in the Torah, that if you do it the first time you get Malkus, so you say Meris, the Erishtemol Malkus, the Tzveitemol Misa. In the Erishtemol Hotnish mit Misa. And the Tzveitemol Hotnish mit Malkus. That's where that line in the sand is drawn. It's based on the fact that the Torah Mefurish says Malkus, as opposed to by Gineve and Mechiri, the Torah just says Leisignoiv. Now we know the rule of Leisignoiv is that you get Malkus, I hear. But being that it says Leisignoiv and it says Leimachru, and there's an idea of Gineve and Mechiri, which is Mechayiv Misa, you can hear that Gineve is going to be Aschal to the Mechiri. But the bottom line is, if you just go through the nuances between the first Lishna and the second Lishna, in the first Lishna, the Gemara said, Moidechiskiya be'edim achroinim shalom tzayim. In the second Lishna, it's Moide Rabbi Yoichan be'edim arishonim shalvan tzayir meir. But what's the primary chilek between the two Lishaynas? Right, the primary chilek? There's a lot of nuance. But what's the primary chilek? The primary chilek is whether the machlokes is sai with regards to the Edi Geneva and sai with regards to the Edi Mechira, that's the first Lishna, or the machlokes is only with regards to the Edi Geneva. Because as relates to the Edi Mechira, everybody holds that the Edi Mechira are going to be Chayim Misa's Bezan. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Hakol Moide be'ben tzayir meir. The hakol moide beben tzayru meir, umachloikis beben tzayru meir. Okay, so Abai said three things: hakol moide beben tzayru meir, the hakol moide beben tzayru meir, umachloikis beben tzayru meir. Now these three things, even though they don't sound like three things, they sound like two things and two very confused things. But really, they are three things, and the Gemara is going to explain. Hakol moide beben tzayru meir. The first time Abai said hakol moide beben tzayru meir, what did he mean? He meant be'edim arishonim. The edim arishonim beben tzayru meir. Everybody's moide she'en erogin. That's poshid. Again, you had two sets of edim that were made on the beben tzayru meir, and they were all found to be zayin. So everybody agrees that the first edim of the beben tzayru meir are not going to be killed. Because that's like we said, even in the second lishna of the machlokes chizkin Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who is the most liberal when it comes to killing in this sugya, but even he's made that the Edom HaRishayim, the Mitzayim HaMayir, they can say La'akoy Sabaru, because it says in the Torah of Yisru, and that's for sure, their Edis is an Edis HaMalkus, the Edis is not an Edis HaMisa. That's the first Hakam Edom of Abai. The Hakam Edom of Mitzayim HaMayir, the second time Abai said Hakam Edom of Mitzayim HaMayir, he's talking about the Edom HaChroinim. He's talking about the Edom HaChroinim of the Mitzayim HaMayir. Shenerog, that they're going to be killed. He talks about Edom HaRishayim, Chayim Lemi La'akoy Sabaru. Vahani kule dover ko avdile. For sure, the Edom Achroinim are going to be killed. Because, right, it's the flip side of the same coin. If hakol moidim, that the first Edom by the Mitzayim HaMayir are saying Edos on the Malkus, then hakol moidim, that the second Edom are saying Edos on the Misa. So the first Edom are saying Edos on a dover shalem of Malkus. Second Edom are saying Edos on a dover shalem with regards to Misa. So hakol moidim, that if they were Huzmu, the first Edom would not get killed, and the second Edom would get killed. That's very easy. Umachloikis be Mitzayim HaMayir. What's the machloikis? Shnayim oimri befaneinu ganav, v'shnayim oimri befaneinu ochal. Yeah, there's a case where there'll be a machloikis with regards to Ben Tzayru Meir. And what would the case be? The case would be where two Edom said, Bifanenu Ganav, this Ben Tzayru Meir, and two Edom would say, Bifanenu Achal, this Ben Tzayru Meir. What does that mean? In order to be a Ben Tzayru Meir, so Ben Tzayru Meir has to steal, right? And he has to eat. So what would be if two Edom said Edos on the Geneva, and two Edom would say Edos on the Achila? Again, this Geneva is not the Goyne of Ishu Mechari. This is the Geneva's Mamoin, that the Ben Tzayru Meir is doing. But what would be if in the Edom Achroinim of the Ben Tzayru Meir Gufa, right? In the Edom Achroinim, who are coming to be Mechayev Misna, but two Edom would say Edos on Geneva, and two Edim would say Edos on the Achila. That already would be Talib and Machloikis. What Machloikis? So this is the way Rashi explains it. The Machloikis Chiski and Rabbi Yochanan. What does it have to do with the Machloikis Chiski and Rabbi Yochanan? Because this is a classic case where it's a Chatzi Dover. So according to Chiski that holds Dover Veloi Chatzi Dover. So each set of Edom are saying Edos on a Chatzi Dover. And this is for sure a Chatzi Dover, right? The Geneva component of the Ben Tzayir HaMayir and the Achila component of the Ben Tzayir HaMayir is a bona fide Chatzi Dover. And it's for that reason there's going to be no Misa. As opposed to, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds like their Chachomim that holds Dover v'afilu Chatzi Dover. So even though they're saying Edos on a Chatzi Dover, but at the end of the day, they're still going to be Chayef. Now, Rashi says that the machloikis b'mitzayir u'mayir means machloikis chizkin Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Abaye is making some high-level observations after learning the Amid Gemara here. And he's saying, well, what emerges, this would be a machloikis. Why? Because he see that chizkin and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing in the machloikis, Rabbi Kivin l'chachamim, davar v'lechatzi davar, or davar v'achidu chatzi davar. So I just want to be ma'ir one thing. We're not going to go into this more than we have to, but just one ha'ara. In the first version of the machloikis between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara was very clear that they're arguing the machloikis Rabbi Kivin l'chachamim, whether davar v'lechatzi davar or davar v'afilu chatzi davar. Right? It was very, very clear that was the machloikis. Right? They're arguing whether you have Eide Geneve, Eide Mechira. Is that an Eidus? Not an Eidus. If they were Huzmu, would they be Chai Misa? Would they not be Chai Misa? Chizkiah said no, because it's one big chatzi davar. The Geneva is a chatzi davar and the Mechir is a chatzi davar. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, because even though it's a chatzi davar, he's still going to be chayv. In the second lishna of the Gemara, the machloikis was only with regards to the Geneva Shabbai, right? There was no machloikis as it relates to the Eidah Mechira. The machloikis was davka in the Geneva, in the Ella Amar Apapa. And what emerged was, what was the machloikis? The machloikis really was whether we look at the Eidah Geneva as being made on Malkus, or do we look at the Eidah Geneva as being made on Misa? Chizkiah holds that being made on Malkus, therefore, if they're Huzmu, you can't give them Misa. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds they're being made on Misa. And being that being made on Misa, so if they're Huzmu, they're going to be Chai Misa. Now, we spoke out that in the second Lishna of Rabbi Yochanan, you see Rabbi Yochanan holds Davar v'afilu chatzi Davar, just like you saw it in the first Lishna. The Gemara spoke it out Mefurish in the first Lishna. But do you see in the second Lishna of the Gemara, in the El Amir HaPapa, that Chizkiah argues with that? That Chizkiah holds Davar v'loi chatzi Davar? The reason, according to Chizkiah, the Eide Geneva not being killed is because they're not being made on the Misa, right? They're being made only on the Geneva, right? I think at first glance, the way Chizkiah, in the second Lishna, views the Eide Geneva, just to use a mashal, is the way Rabbi Yochanan views the Eidah Marishonim of the Ben Sayer Umayra. And Rabbi Yochanan's made by the Eidah Marishonim of Ben Sayer Umayra, even though he holds Afilu Chatzi Davar, that they're not going to get Misa. Stating that, if you look at this Rashi, and really Rashi throughout the entire Amid, Rashi was Mefarish, even in the Elo Amar HaPapa, that this still a machloikis Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Davar Vele Chatzi Davar, Davar Vafilu Chatzi Davar, I think we're ready over Bal Tosef, Zokti Gemara Vaita, Amar Avasim, Eide Mechir Benefesh Ohuzmu, Eide Mechir Benefesh that were found to be Eide Mezoyman, Eine Rogin. So this is the case where Eide Mechir ben Nefesh walk into Besdin, right? Two Eide walk into Besdin, and they say, we saw Reuven sell Shimon. They didn't see him steal Shimon. In fact, as far as we know, no one saw him steal Shimon. All we know is that two Eide walked into Besdin and said, we saw Reuven sell, not steal, sell Shimon. They don't get killed. Why? Because you're going to prosecute Reuven now. Right? The only way the Edom would be Chayav Misa if they found to be Zoymimin is if their Edus would have been admissible, right? If their Edus would establish a Gemar Din. In order for the Edus to establish a Gemar Din, it would mean that Reuven, the perpetrator, the accused, has no Koyich HaTayna. But here he has an incredible Koyich HaTayna. You could always say, Avdi Macharti, I sold my Eved. Now, if there were Edom that saw him steal the guy, well, that knocks out that Taina. That negates and neutralizes that. But we don't have any Edus on Geneva. So all you saw was that he sold someone. That's not enough of an Edus. And therefore, if they're found to be Zaymim, then ain't there. Again, this is just like a hard way of saying that the Edus is Nishkai Nedus. Nafkamino, if they found to be Zaymimin, and nah, Rabbi Yosef said, Kaman Ozla Hosh Maita de Ravasi. This halacha Ravasi, he's the one who said it. Who's this going like Rabbi Akiva? The Omar Dava Valechatzi Dava. Oh, this must be going according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds Dava Valechatzi Dava. So, Eide Mechira is a Chatzi Dava. Chatzi Dava, they ain't Rogan. I'm like, Abaya, right? When you have Rabbi Yosef, you have Rabbi. So, Abaya tells Rabbi Yosef, what? The Iker Rabbono Nerogan, right? And he says it in the Nusach that he very often talks to Rav Yosef. And, oh, you mean to tell me, because according to the Rabbanon, you're going to kill the Eidim Mechira? That's not what Rav Asim said. What did Rav Asim say? This is not because the Eidim Mechira only be made on the Mechira. It's because no one is being made on the Geneva. This has nothing to do with the Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva the Chacham. It has nothing to do with Machloikis Chizkiah and Rabbi Eichanan. That's Machloikis when there's Eide Geneva, Eide Mechira. They happen to be different people. They were found to be Zoymimin. So the question is now, what are you going to do with the Kasha Zoma? But over here, from the factor of Asi said, Mitoch Shiocholeme Avdi Macharti. So you see, Rav Asi was talking about a case where there was no Eide Mechira. I'm sorry, there was no Eide Geneva. So if there's no Eide Geneva, everybody's going to hold in this case. If there's a time of Mitoch Shiocholeme Avdi Macharti, this has nothing to do with Dover, the Chatzin Dover. So Abaye said, now you have to say that this is true even according to the Rabbanon, but the Yossi Eidah Geneva, Rav Asi was talking about where there was no Eidah Geneva. I mean, what's the Chiddush? There's a Havamina that if two Eidim would say, we saw somebody sell somebody without Eidah Geneva, and they were found to be Zayman, they would get Mises Bezdin. I mean, that sounds like an outlandish Havamina. How could you even think that? So the Gemara says, like, Tzricha, I'll tell you that. You have to make a little bit of an akimta in Rav Asi's case. The case is where Eidim of Geneva came after the Eidim Echip. The Gemara says, Vakati Maila Memra. So they came after. Who cares what happened after, right? This is already a bechin of a davar shaloi b'loila. Right now, when the Eidim Echiris said Eidus, they weren't here. The Gemara says, no, we have to add one more wrinkle to the akimta. Leitzricha, the kamaramzi remuzi. It's talking about where the two Eidim, the Eidim Mechira that came first and the Eidim Geneva that came second, they were being meramis to each other, right? They were winking at each other. Somehow they had some little thing going with each other. Ma'o the tame, I would have thought remiza milsihi. That remiza is epesazach. What do you mean, remiza milsihi? As if to say they were in cahoots and really they were planning on trying to take this guy down, and granted the Eidim Mechira came first and the Eidim Geneva came second, but in the world of Asisim like Hashazam Alasas Lachim, really the Eidim Mechira wanted that this person should die. Mashbal and Remiza Lav Klomi, we don't make that cheshbon. That is the Chiddush of Rav Asi, and a very big exhale. So just to end with one Ha'ara, and that is that we just concluded the Masechta Sanhedrin portion of Hagoynev Nefesh Miyisrael. So what's the halacha of a Goynev Nefesh Miyisrael? It says in the Torah, Mois Yumas. What does Mois Yumas mean? Mois Yumas means that he's Chayev Misa Schenek. How do we know that? Because Stam Misa Schenek. It's interesting that this parasha of the Goynev Ishu Mecharei, it's a much bigger deal than I think we give it credit for being. Number one, we saw the Braisa. It's in the Ten Commandments. It's in the Aseres HaDibros, right? It says in the Aseres HaDibros, Loi Signoif. And the Gemara brought a Brice. Now, what does Loi Signoif mean? It's Begoinev Nefash, it's like Asa B'dab. The Gemara said, Einoi, maybe it's really talking about a Goinev Mamin. Dover Alomi Bein Yanoi. And from there, we know that it's talking about a Goinev Nefash. So the Goinev Nefash is mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros. There's another place that the Goinev Nefash was very, very prominently featured. And that is in one of the sadder episodes in Jewish history by the Asara Ruge Malchus. Right, we know that the impetus of the Asara Ruge Malchus, the way Chazal told us the story, was based on the fact that the Melech of Roimi decided that he has a right to go after the Yidin based on the fact that the Shvatim had kidnapped Yosef and they had sold him. And because they kidnapped him and they sold him, so it's for that reason that now they deserve to die. And he picked 10 tzaddikim that were going to represent the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 Shvatim, literally the Shvatim that sold Yosef, and somehow they were going to have to pay for it. So the Asara Ruge Malchus, which again is a very meaningful and a very, very sad, poignant moment in our history, it came about through Lois Signoiv of the Aseres HaDibros. It came about from this inyan of Vigoyna Vishal Mecharei, the Nimtza B'yadei Maisumas. To understand it on a little bit of a deeper level, we've said over in the past from Meis Simcha, right, you can refer back to the Asara Ruge Malchus raid bites, but just like the Cheto Egel is the Av of all Averois of Ben Adam Lamakoy, so too Mechiris Yosef was the Av of all the Averois of Ben Adam Lechaveroi. That means in the world of Ben Adam Lechaveroi, Lashon Haras and Aschinam, right, all the things that come to mind, but really, this inyan of Lois Signoiv, which is mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros, this inyan of Lois Signoiv, which carries with it a Chiyav Mises Bezdin, this is like the Shpitz. It's something that's so, so chomer, right? The whole Asara Ruge Malchus, the Avia voice of Ben Adam Lechaveroi, is this inyan. So again, it just gives it a little bit of a chashivas, but I just want to share one ha'ara that I saw from Meir Simcha and Nesha Chachma. And this is in Parshas Kisetze on this pasuk. So the halacha is that if someone kidnaps somebody, he's chayiv chenek. If somebody kills somebody, he's a reitzeach, he's chayiv sayif. Now what's more chamor, sayif or chenek? Sayif. Sayif is more chamor. Makes sense. If you murder somebody, you chayiv sayif. If you kidnap somebody and you sell him into slavery, then you're only going to be chayiv chenek, right? You took away his life. In the other instance, you didn't take away his life. Reb Shimon, we know, shita is that chenek is more chamer than sayif. If chenek is more chamer than sayif, so what's the pshat? Why is it that if somebody kills somebody, he's a Rotzeach, he's Chayiv Saif? Yet, if somebody would kidnap somebody, he would be Chayiv Chenek, which is more Chomer. So says Rav Meir Simcha, that I think Rav Shimon is L'shitasai. And this Rav Shimon is in Sifri, right? Stam Sifri is Rav Shimon, but here's Mefurish. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon said, Mitzrayim heim tovu as Yisrael b'mayim. The Mitzrim, they drowned the Yidden at sea. The Adumim kodmu as Yisrael b'charev. And the Adumim, they came after the Yidden with swords. V'lo yosrim ha-kosov. Yet when the Torah said that a Yid's not allowed to intermarry with a Mitzri or with an Adumi, even if they're Megayer, it was El Achloish Adayris, right? It's only up to the third generation. As it relates to Amin Umayov, Mipneishen notlu eitzo lahachti es Yisrael, being that they went after not the Gufin of the Yidden, they went after the Neshamas of the Yidden, right? That's all the raid with Zimri and Cosby and Bilam and everything else. Osram hakosuv Yisraelim, said Rav Shimon. It's for that reason the Torah said they're going to be Osir forever. Lulamedcha shamachti es ha'adam kosheloi min ahargai. That if somebody causes somebody to sin, it's more severe than if he kills him. Shahargai enim maitzia. Because if you kill somebody, you're taking him out of Olam Hazeh. But if you cause somebody to sin, you're taking him out of Olam Hazeh, and you're taking him out of Olam Haba as well. So said Rav Meir Simcha, Hafla V'Velma. Rav Shimon Lushitasai, Rav Shimon that said that Godol Hamachti Yoiser Min Ahargai, and that's why Amin Umayev who were Machti Klai Yisrael, they're Aser Yisraelim, but the Mitzrim and the Adumim that they only came after are Gufim. It's for that reason it's Elad Shloi Shadayris. So Lushitasai he holds that if somebody kills somebody, it's Saif, because he's Maitziyam in Oilam Hazeh. But if you're going to Vishu Mechara, you sell him into slavery, what's going to become of this person? You're making him lose his Oilam Haba. He's going to end up living Abdebefker and what's going to be with Azam Mensch? So you're not just chapping with his Olam Hazeh. That person you're chapping with his Olam Haba. And he's saying, being that you're chapping with his Olam Haba, it's for that reason his Einish is going to be more Chama. So Rav Shimon Utaka holds that the Goyin of Ishu Mecharei gets Chenek, whereas the Ritzeach gets Saif. And Chenek is more Chama than Saif. Does it make sense? Yeah, it's Rav Shimon L'shitasai, half of a fellow, a classic Meshach Chachma. And the truth is, this raid right here, it's the inverse of Petuchei Chaisim. Right, we always talk about Petuchei Chaisim. What's Petuchei Chaisim? Petuchei Chaisim is a person's tachlis is not just for himself. Your tachlis is for Yenim. This is the inverse of it. That a person sins for himself, so he sinned for himself. But a person is machti, right? A person goes and he's machti other people. That's the spitz. We were put on this world, right? We were put on this world to make the people around us better. If we're going to go now, we're going to make the people around us worse. We're corrupting the very essence of what our existence is. We're here to make people better, and you're making people worse. It's mamish the anti-petuchei chayisim. But the bottom line is in the idea you find in other places as well. But where do you find it? By the Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ovid Avodah Zarah is very, very chamer. Oh, but the Meisus Umadiach Lisachma V'Leisachasal. By him, it's even more chamer. There's an idea that the Machti is worse than the Chayti. Where Meisimcha is being Mechadish is a different knage. The Machti is even more chamer than the Hargai. You kill somebody, he lost his Olam Hazeh. Aber, you know, Olam Haba, it's going to be gewaldig. You cause somebody to sin, you lost his Olam Haba as well. Right, this is the theme of the Ben Sayyid Umayr, Yamu Zakai, Val Yamu Schayiv. The Hilig of Sam Sofer that we said over when David HaMelech lost his child from Bathsheba, he said, no, I'm going to meet him again. One day I'm going to meet him. And that's why he didn't cry. He dusted himself off from his Avelis and he went on. As opposed to when he lost Avshalom, he said, Bini, 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 because he understood he was never going to see him again. A person that kills somebody takes him out of this transient existence that's known as Olam Hazeh, which you may shnaisenu b'am shivim shana v'am begvurei shmainim shana. But if a person causes somebody to sin, you're taking him out of his Olam Haba. That's way more chomer, and it's manifests itself in the sugyas that we're learning. Elohein ha-nerogin, that's a Reitzeach. Elohein ha-nechnokim, that's a Goyin of Ishul Mecharei. Not only according to the Chachamim, who hold that Hereg, Sayef is more chomer than Chenek, even according to Reb Shimon, that holds that Chenek is more chomer, because yeah, it actually makes sense that the Goyin of Ishul Mecharei's Oynish should be more chomer than the Oynish of the Reitzeach.